Title: Pitch Old School DNB Mid Base for Reg Infused Chaos in Ableton Live 12, Beginner Automation Lesson. Alright, let's build that old school jungle and DNB mid base that feels like it's being performed. Not with complicated synth wizardry, but with pitch moves, dips, jabs, siren rises, and that tape-style whoop energy you hear in Reg-Infused Chaos. The big idea for today is simple: the sub stays solid and dependable, and the mid-bass is the actor that goes wild. That one decision keeps your low and stable while you get all the hype in the mids. Before we touch any automation, let's lock the foundation. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 175 works, but 172 is a sweet spot for that rolling jungle pocket. Now throw together a basic drum loop. Kick on the 1, snare on 2 and 4. Add shuffled hats and 16THS so it rolls. If you want extra authenticity, layer a quiet amen style break underneath. Keep it tucked in, almost like texture, because we want the main drums to stay punchy. Here's why we do this first. Pitch chaos only sounds confident when the grid is confident. If the drums are messy, the pitch moves just sound like mistakes. Now let's build the bass in two MIDI tracks, one called SUB, one called MID. Start with the SUB track. Load operator. Use algorithm A only and set oscillator A to a sine wave. We're going for clean weight. Set the amp envelope like a pluck. Attack at 0 milliseconds. Decay around 250 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down so it doesn't hold forever. And release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. You can tweak that release depending on how bouncy you want the tail. At EQ8, don't low cut the sub. If it gets boxy, do a small dip around 200 to 300 Hz, but keep it subtle. Then add utility. Set width to 0% to force mono. This matters. Sub in stereo can feel cool in headphones and disappear in a club. Adjust gain so it's solid without clipping. Now write a simple one-bar rolling pattern. Let's use F minor as an example. Try something like F1, F1, Ab1, F1 with a bit of syncopation around the snare. Keep it minimal. The groove does the work. Cool. Now the MID track, where the fun happens. Load wave eatable. For oscillator 1, pick basic shapes and choose something sawish, brighter than a sine. Set unison to 2. Just a tiny spread, not a super saw. We want presence, not a trans stack. Turn on the filter inside wave eatable. Choose LP24. Put the cutoff somewhere around 250 to 800 Hz for now. Add a bit of filter drive, like 2 to 5 dB, because that helps it bite. Next, add saturator. Use analog clip mode. Drive around 3 to 8 dB and turn soft clip on. This is your sound system teeth. Optionally, add auto filter after distortion. Think of it as a tone shaper you can animate later, not a replacement for the main filter. Then EQ8. High pass around 90 to 120 Hz so the MID doesn't fight the SUB. If it gets harsh, dip a little in the 2 to 4K area. Now copy your SUB MIDI clip to the MID track, but transpose it up an octave, so like F2 instead of F1. Same musical idea, different frequency job. Now we're ready for the key concept. Do not pitch bend the sub all over the place. Old school pitch moves can absolutely wreck your low end and make your mix feel like it's wobbling off the floor. So we keep SUB as the anchor and MID as the performer. We're going to automate pitch two ways. First, clip envelopes, which are perfect for repeatable riffs. Second, arrangement automation, which is perfect for those one-time reload moments at the end of phrases. Let's do clip envelopes first. Click your MID MIDI clip. In clip view, open the envelopes box. For device, choose wave eatable. For control, pick transpose. Depending on what you see, it might say transpose or pitch, but you're looking for semitone transposition. Set your automation grid to 1/8 or 1/16 so you can do snappy moves. Now I want you to try one classic move per bar at first. Don't stack everything at once. This style is all about intention. Move 1 is the quick dip, that classic old school yo-yo gesture. At the start of a note, draw it at 0 semitones, then drop to -3 semitones for 16th note, then return to 0. It's like the bass flinches, then locks back in. Move 2 is the siren rise. Over one beat, go from 0 up to +7 semitones, that perfect fifth. Then snap right back to 0 on the next beat. That snap back is important. The landing is what makes it sound like a phrase. Move 3 is the octave jab. A super short spike from 0 to +12 semitones for a 16th, then back. Use this like spice. If you do it all the time, It turns cartoonish fast. Teacher tip here, a lot of jungle pitch gestures aren't smooth slides, they're step jumps. Use hold shapes. A flat step at -3 for a 16th often punches harder than a ram. Also, keep most of your moves between -5 and +7 semitones. +12 is for highlights. Think of it like an MC ad-lib. You don't want it every second. Now, method 2. Arrangement automation for chaos fills. Twitch to arrangement view with tab. Press it to show automation lanes. On the MID track, you can automate wave eatable transpose directly or for beginner clarity, add a MIDI pitch effect before wave eatable and automate that pitch knob. It's very visible, very straightforward, and it's easy to see your semitone values. Let's create a classic jungle drop suck into a snare or drop. In the bar before your drop, start your pitch at 0 semitones. Over half a bar, curve it down to -12 semitones. Then snap back to 0 exactly on the drop. Now make it feel extra ragga. Just before you return to 0, do a tiny overshoot. Jump to +2 semitones for a super short moment, like a 30 second, and then land on 0. It's a little stutter that makes it feel like a human performance, not just a straight slide. Quick micro timing trick. Keep your MIDI notes perfectly on the grid, but you can nudge the pitch event a tiny bit early, just a few milliseconds. It feels like the performer leans into the move. If it starts sounding late or seasick, undo it and keep it dead on. Now, pitch alone can sound a bit MIDI-ish, so we're going to pair it with two supporting automations, filter and volume. First, filter automation. Automate the wave eatable filter frequency or auto filter if you're using that. In your stable rolling sections, keep it darker, like 250 to 500 Hz. In your chaos fills, briefly open it up to 1.2 to 2.5K. Just for moments, that quick brightness screams whoop without changing the whole track. Second, volume shaping so pitch spikes don't slap you in the face. Add a utility at the end of the MID chain, and automate gain down by 1 to 3 dB during your most intense pitch moments. This is huge. When you pitch a mid-bass up, it often gets louder and sharper, so you pre-control it. And a safety move while you're learning, put a limiter on the MID bus while you experiment. Not forever, just while you're getting fearless with automation. It'll save your ears and keep you from chasing random spikes. Now let's lay this into a simple 16-bar structure, so it feels like a real jungle phrase. Bars 1 to 4, stable roll, no pitch automation yet. Just vibe, lock the groove. Bars 5 to 8, add small dips, like -3 semitones, maybe once every 2 bars. Keep it subtle. Bars 9 to 12, introduce siren rises up to +7 semitones, and place them as call and response with the snare. Here's a really useful mindset. Land on the root on kick hits, and land on the fifth on snare answers. That simple logic instantly reads as sound system and ragga, instead of random pitching. Bars 13 to 16. One big drop suck down to -12, plus a brief filter opening, and one octave jab near the end as a signature. 1, not 10. Make it a moment people remember. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Mistake 1. Pitching the sub too much, that's how you lose power and your mix falls apart. Keep SUB steady. Mistake 2. Going extreme too often, constant +12 semitones becomes a gimmick. Save it for transitions and fills. Mistake 3. Ignoring the key. If you're in F minor, random semitone jumps can clash hard. Safe anchors are +7, +12, and even -5 as a musical move. Mistake 4. No EQ or filtering control. Pitching up adds brightness, and suddenly 2 to 6K can get annoying. Tame it. Mistake 5. Automation not hitting the grid. If your pitch snap is late by even a tiny amount, it sounds sloppy. Zoom in. Line it to 16THS and make it intentional. Now a few pro-style upgrades that are still beginner-friendly. If you want more control, create a performance hierarchy. SUB is the anchor. MID is the actor. And later, you can add a TOP layer, like noise or resedge, that only follows pitch during fills. That gives you hype without destabilizing the core. If you want the MID to talk, add a bit of resonance on auto filter, maybe band pass or low pass with moderate resonance, and automate resonance up briefly during pitch jumps. That gives you that vowel-ish-yo character with barely any extra work. And if you want it darker and heavier, sidechain the MID gently to the drums. Put a compressor on MID, sidechain from your kick or drum bus, set ratio around 2:1, fast attack, medium release, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. It helps the drums and bass interlock. Now, quick mini practice exercise you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Make a 1-bar MID bass loop that's just a simple pattern. Even a single repeated note is fine. Duplicate it into 3 clips. Clip A has no pitch automation. That's your control. Clip B has dips. 0 to minus 3 to 0 on every second hit. Clip C has one siren rise. 0 to plus 7 over 1 beat. Then snap back. Arrange them like this. 2 bars of A, 2 bars of B, 2 bars of A again, 2 bars of C. Then bounce it and listen. Ask yourself, does the groove stay locked? Do the pitch moments feel like fills and phrases, not accidents? And are any moments suddenly way louder than the rest? Recap time. You built a 2-layer bass, sub plus mid. As UB stays clean, mono, and stable, MID gets the pitch madness. You used clip envelopes for repeatable ragga riffs, and arrangement automation for those one-off chaos fills. You paired pitch with filter movement and small gain dips so it stays controlled and musical. And you thought in phrases, call and response, landing points, and signature motifs. If you tell me what key you're writing in and whether your bass rhythm is mostly offbeats or 16th rolls, I can suggest 5 1-bar MID clips with pitch recipes that stay in key and escalate like a proper jungle arrangement.